Magandang umaga po.
Maganda ka pa kaysa umaga.
Maraming salamat po. So, I would like to start this morning by extending a very warm welcome to all the delegates from the Government of the Philippines and from the NDFP. As third-party facilitators, we are honored to host this important resumption of formal talks, and we are touched and very pleased to be able to share this historic moment with all of you. You have both shown a lot of courage over the last couple of months. You have undertaken important confidence-building measures. You have overcome obstacles along the way and difficult moments to be here today. So I want to congratulate the parties on making it. We are very hopeful that these 5 days of meetings will help build a strong foundation for further talks. And we hope that this is the first of many steps towards sustainable peace for the Filipino people. So, salamat po. I will now give the floor to Norway's Foreign Minister, Mr. Børge Brende. We will then have a photo op with both parties and the Foreign Minister. Our Foreign Minister will then unfortunately have to leave us due to other commitments. But we will then proceed with the opening statements of Secretary Jesus Dureza and Professor Jose Maria Sison, and then by the Honorable Panel Chairman, Secretary Bello and Mr. Halandoni. The parties will then formally greet each other, and then we will have a delegation from Migrante to present the Overseas Filipino Workers Peace Agenda to both sides, and we will end this with a press conference. But without further ado, please, Mr. Brende.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, and it is so good to see you all here in Oslo, Norway. This is a historical day. There is so much at stake after so many years. So we also feel a lot of responsibility as the facilitator. But we also know that this is in your hands. This is a conflict that have been lasting for far too long, and it is a historical momentum here that I believe there is a will to capitalize on. Dear Secretary Dureza, Secretary and Panel Chair Bello, and also a chief political consultant, Professor Sison. Distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen, we are gonna have five very demanding days here. But at the outset, I would like to congratulate the two parties, the government of the Philippines and the National Democratic Front of the Philippines on the resumption of the peace talks, the formal talks. It's also my honor to open this, and I think it's the first time since 2011, the parties are sitting together in this formal way. Being one of the longest running insurgencies in Asia, having lasted more than 45 years, the conflict has created deep wounds. I've seen it myself when I have visited the Philippines, and I know it also from talks earlier this summer, but also last year. It has caused serious human suffering, and it has left the parties, at times at least, far apart. To overcome the differences and to make lasting peace is never easy. The last year I have used a lot of my time on the conflict in Colombia that has also lasted as long as the one in the Philippines and also with huge human sufferings. And I know what it takes. But there we have also made a lot of steps forward. Peace negotiations demand political commitment and bold political decisions. It also takes flexibility in positions to find common ground. And this, again, takes courage and determination. And moreover, it takes time. Differences must be solved through dialogue and negotiation. That's why you are here today. When you meet for informal talks here in Oslo in June, when you met here in Oslo in June, we were pleased to note the positive atmosphere and the confidence you showed in each other. You expressed a belief that it would be possible to come to an agreement. You agreed to work towards this resumption of talks. And it has been encouraging to note the recent steps taken by the parties to build trust and confidence and your ability to overcome the obstacles along the way. This has created an enabling environment for the formal talks to begin. And I think all of us kind of feel the historic atmosphere. There's people that haven't seen each other for a long time in this room. I think we can all feel some tension, but I think it is a kind of positive tension that is needed, because this is, as we know, very, very serious business. We do know that there are, as I said, challenging issues to discuss and differences to overcome in the coming days and in the process ahead. We sincerely hope that you will make progress for the benefit of the people of the Philippines. I will reassure you that Norway will do our utmost to support, and I'm also looking very much forward to meet the parties. Tomorrow evening I will meet each of the parties, and where we can go more in depth into the challenges in a more meticulous way. But today, again, welcome to Oslo. It is so good to see you here, and I'm really crossing my fingers for substantial talks and the ability to keep a good atmosphere in the days to come. Thank you. And Elizabeth, next time we also have to change our outfit into this beautiful Filipino shirt. Huh?
It's true.
But you look more white than me. Take off my jacket.
So thank you, Mr. Foreign Minister. We will now have some photos taken with the panels and the Foreign Minister.